From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a deadly bombing in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 25 people. As a suicide blast ripped through a crowd of government soldiers, Taliban insurgents and civilians celebrating Eid al-Fitr, Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Saturday's blast coincided with a brief television announcement from Afghan President Ashraf Ghani praising the mutual ceasefire and unilaterally extending the period of the government's ceasefire. Spain's Coast Guard said it rescued more than 930 migrants and recovered four bodies Friday and Saturday in the Mediterranean Sea. The Coast Guard said it rescued 507 people from 59 small inflatable boats in the Gibraltar Strait, where it also found the four dead. The news comes as Spain prepares for the arrival of the Aquarius rescue ship, which has become the heart of a major dispute within the European Union over how to handle the migration crisis. International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society's Secretary General El Hadj Assi said it is regrettable it took so long for the Aquarius to find someone willing to take the migrants.
We really regret that it is not, you know, possible for countries as wealthy, you know, as sophisticated as in Europe, you know, not to be able to find a common platform, you know, where they can be responding, you know, effectively.
France, meanwhile, has accepted an offer from Spain to take in some of the hundreds of migrants aboard the Aquarius. It is headed to Spain after Italy's new populist government and Malta refused to let the ship dock in their ports. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.